If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, God is good. The psalmist says, "The Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." We are admonished by the psalmist to bow down before God and worship Him in the beauty of holiness. And here at Worth Baptist Church, we're doing just that. The fall season is now underway. Last Sunday, we enjoyed a wonderful time when 668 people came to study God's Word in the Sunday School Hour. Two very outstanding crowds in the preaching services. Two people were saved and 9 additions to our church last Lord's Day. So we have every reason to rejoice. And we want to share these blessings with you in these days in the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. We are now more than 25 years old. Last March, we celebrated our 25th anniversary. On the first Sunday of October, we will celebrate the 10th year of broadcasting Worth Baptist Hour over this radio station. So we're in the midst of some exciting times, and we want to share them with you. So we invite you and your family to come and study the Word of God with us in our Sunday School today. Our Sunday School begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Bible. Our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School, to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe more than ever before that people need to study the Word of God, because God's Word has the answer to those perplexing problems that confront us today. Our world is in a tremendously bad condition today. I don't have to spend long to tell you there is the threat of war. There is the threat of depression and recession in the midst of the inflationary spiral, and that nations are lining up against each other, and the Middle East is the hot point of the world today. And there are just a lot of things that point to the need of our coming back to God in America. America's greatest need is revival. And we are in the midst of a revival in our own church. We want to share it with you. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. Our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. And our Wednesday evening services are at 7:30. All of these services are planned to meet your spiritual needs. We invite you to come and worship Christ in the beauty of holiness with us at Worth Baptist Church, where we are sharing Christ with the city, the metroplex, and the world. The month of September is an exciting time because September is stewardship month. We believe that all Christians should be faithful stewards of the Lord in the matters of energy, in the matters of time and patience and talent and strength and money. We believe God's Word admonishes us to be faithful in all areas of our stewardship. So during the month of September, we are emphasizing the Lordship of Christ in the matters of personal stewardship. On Sunday evening, September the 30th at 5:30, we'll be having our annual church-wide stewardship banquet. And we're looking forward to a tremendous time as we make our commitments to Christ for the coming Sunday School and Stewardship Year, which gets underway on Sunday, October 7th. Now, let me remind you again that we at Worth Baptist Church extend to you and to your family a cordial invitation to share Christ with us in the beauty of holiness as we worship Him today. Remember that Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth at 4900 Campus Drive. Now, you may live in the Arlington area or Grand Prairie or even Dallas. All of these areas are served by Interstate 20 and Interstate 30, both of which connect with Loop 820, and in just moments you can be at Campus Drive, and we're located at Campus Drive and Loop 820 South. And then, if you live out in the northern sector of Tarrant County, you may come down I-35 South and connect with Loop 820 East, and in just a moment you'll be at Campus Drive. Perhaps you live in the Burleson or Crowley or Joshua area, somewhere south of the city. You can come north on Interstate 35, connect with Loop 820 East, and again in just moments you'll be at 4900 Campus Drive. Perhaps you live out in the western part of Tarrant County or on the west side of Fort Worth. You can get on Interstate 20, which is 180 and 80, as you know, and come east until you connect with I-35 and then Loop 820. Or you might come around the Weatherford Traffic Circle where it connects with Loop 820. Any of these arteries will bring you in just a few moments from wherever you live to Worth Baptist Church, 4900 Campus Drive. We shall look forward to greeting you personally in the name of Christ today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. And remember, we'd like to hear from you by mail this week. As I said a moment ago, on Sunday, October 7th, we will celebrate our 10th anniversary of broadcasting the gospel. And we'd like to hear from you during these days. We're going to designate October as Radio Anniversary Month. I hope you'll be planning now to write us, because we're going to have some exciting things for those who write in the month of October. But even in the meantime, this week, we invite you to write us, and if you'd like a free cassette tape containing today's message on Worth Baptist Hour, all you need to do is write and request it. The address will be given at the close of the broadcast. Now then, I hope that you'll just stop what you're doing, if you possibly can, there in the home, or even in your place of business. Perhaps you're driving across the city. Well, just keep on driving, but stay tuned as I read to you today from the second chapter of the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. If it's convenient for you to do so, I want you to open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, and I shall begin reading at verse number 5. My message for this hour on Worth Baptist Hour is entitled, Giving in the Spirit of Christ. I shall read Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, but before I read it, why not join with me in a moment of prayer? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the gospel of Christ. We thank Thee for this Lord's Day. We thank Thee for the Bible. And I pray that as we read from it, many hearts might be blessed. I pray for those who are sick and shut in. I pray for our senior citizens. I pray for all of the patients in the hospitals and those dear ones in the rest homes or in their own private homes today. Those, dear God, that are traveling across our city. Wherever people hear this broadcast, I pray that it would challenge and inspire them. And then, Father, I pray that you'd bless our nation. I pray for President Carter. I pray for Governor Clements. I pray for Mayor Woods. I pray for the entire structure of government. And I pray for revival in America. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, I read beginning at verse 5. Paul writes, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Giving in the Spirit of Christ. If there is one single word that would sum up the total life and ministry of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, it would be the word give. Paul writes in Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." My friend, Jesus Christ left the portals of glory and came to the earth to give himself just for you. Look what he gave up. He was in the form of God, but he took upon him the form of a slave. He had all the wealth of heaven, and he who was rich became poor, that he through his poverty, you might be made rich. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ gave himself to die. Jesus himself said, "No man taketh my life from me. I lay my life down freely." Jesus Christ gives to us, through his sacrificial, substitutionary death upon the cross, eternal life. He gives us health, happiness, and heaven. He gives us life, light, and liberty. Jesus Christ gives us strength, safety, and security. He gives us all the provisions and all the protection that we need. Jesus Christ is in the giving business. He gave himself for you. It is easy to see that the greatest example of giving in all the annals of history is the example of Jesus Christ. Remember, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 8:9, that he was rich, but yet he became poor, that through his poverty, all of us might be made rich. Giving in the Spirit of Christ. Let us share three things in this matter. First, when you give in the Spirit of Christ, you give in unselfish love. Jesus Christ was so unselfish that he renounced all the riches of heaven and came to earth in poverty. He said, "Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." He was so unselfish that he did not hold on or grasp that equality with God, but gave it all up to come to earth to walk among men. Oh, what love divine! Such love is indefinable. It is inexplainable. It is immeasurable. No wonder we sing, "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary." My friend, Jesus Christ gave himself on the cross unselfishly for you. Now, my friend, when you give unselfishly, you do not give just to be known as a giver, nor do you give to receive recognition, nor do you give simply in response to a request or a plea. Remember this, if you wait to ask to give, you've already waited too long. Now, the man who gives unselfishly in the Spirit of Christ gives because he loves. And remember this, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. The greatest example of that statement is found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that is, the whole inhabited earth, that he gave his only begotten Son. Now watch it. God loved and God gave. It is the nature, it is the essence, it is the natural tendency for one who loves to give. So I'm speaking to you of giving energy, giving time, giving of your talent, giving of your love, giving of your strength, and giving of your means to Jesus Christ. Because he who gives in the Spirit of Christ will be rewarded by Jesus Christ. So let me encourage you to make it your pattern in life to give in the Spirit of our Lord Jesus, which is a spirit of unselfish love. How do you give? Why do you give? What do you give? Where do you give it? Now let me help you, my friend. Your tithes and offerings belong to Christ through the ministry of your local visible church. Your tithes do not belong to the television ministry. Your tithe does not belong to a radio ministry. Your tithe does not belong to a publishing ministry. Now, all of these are good. I have nothing against them. I praise God for the television preachers that are preaching soundly the gospel, and the radio preachers and those who publish. But my friend, the Bible teaches us plainly that the tithe belongs in the storehouse, and the storehouse in this age is the local church. So my friend, you need to get it straight. Your tithe belongs in your church. And by the way, let me ask you a personal question. You don't mind if I get personal with you, do you? Let me ask you personally. What if every member of your church had done for your church financially what you've done so far in 1979? What about all those Sundays you've missed? Do you think God is going to excuse you from your tithe just because you've been out of church? No. My friend, it is shameful and sinful for church members to continue to neglect their God-given responsibilities. My friend, if I were you and behind on my tithe, I'd go to the bank and borrow it if I had to, make a loan to get even with God, because you're not going to get even with the world and even in your own heart until you get even with God. Are you giving unselfishly in the Spirit of Christ, which is the spirit of unselfish love? Now, the second thing, when you give in the Spirit of Christ, you give in obedient service. Jesus Christ lived his life in obedience to the will of God. In fact, he came to earth for that purpose. He said, "I am come to do the will of him that sent me." Jesus Christ always focused his ministry on people, and so must we. In the stewardship of our lives, we must remember that stewardship is not an abstract idea. It is a concrete action. Stewardship is something to do, somewhere to go, someone to serve. Teaching a class on Sunday morning is stewardship. Making a visit during the week is stewardship. Singing in the choir, driving a bus, winning a soul to Jesus, lending a helping hand to those in need, going to a mission field, preaching the gospel, all of these add up to stewardship. And the Bible says it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful, and faithfulness in God's sight is greatness as you manage faithfully what belongs to God. And everything belongs to God, because the psalmist says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, some of you are saying, but I cannot teach a class. I cannot preach a sermon. I cannot drive a bus. I cannot sing in the choir. I cannot go to the mission field. But my friend, there's one thing you can do. You can be a faithful steward and give your money to the church so that those who can do these things will have the means to do them to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. This is stewardship at its finest. Did you know the way a man spends his money indicates what he thinks is important in life? And when you give an obedient service, you will spend your money well. Where are you spending your money? Did you know that what you do with your money is a screaming testimony of what you really believe is important in life? How do you spend yours? Are you living and giving in obedient service to Christ? Now, there's a third thing. When you give in the Spirit of Christ, not only do you give in unselfish love and in obedient service, but in the third place, you give in willing sacrifice. Susie Parker was a young girl who surrendered her life to missions. In a small country church to which she belonged, they had a going-away party. The father of the young girl stood to give his testimony, and here's what he said. There is nothing too precious for me to give to God. Susie left, and going across the ocean, the ship sank. They brought the body of Susie Parker back to the little country church for her funeral and burial. In that memorial service, the father got up and gave his testimony. And here's what he said. There is still nothing too precious for me to give to my Lord. And in response to his testimony, 30 young people surrendered their lives to missions. They said, we will go in Susie's place. This, my friend, is giving in willing sacrifice. My footnote is in the form of a poem. I want you to listen carefully. Carve thy name high over the shifting sand, where the steadfast rocks defy decay. All you can hold in your cold, dead hand is what you give away. Build your monument skyward and stand gazed at by millions. Cultured, they say. But all you can hold in your cold, dead hand is what you have given away. Count your vast conquest of sea and land. Heap up the gold and keep what you may. But all you can hold in your cold, dead hand is what you have given away. Culture and fame and gold. All seem so grand, power and prestige, for years or for a day. But all you can hold in your cold, dead hand is what you have given away. Giving in the Spirit of Christ. My friend, I hope that you'll give yourself first to Jesus Christ today. And then I'd like for you to give of your time and your energy and your money to the cause of Christ through your local church. If you don't have a church home, we invite you to come to Worth Baptist Church today and share with us in worshiping Christ in the beauty of holiness. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.